This is My Audio Bits, the world of audiobook library.
This is My Audio Bits, a biography, Sada Lakshmi, the Political Rebel, written by Y.B. Satyanarayana, narrated by Shreela. Forward. Mrs. T.N. Sada Lakshmi was a unique and accomplished woman politician of modern Telangana. She had the distinction of being the first Dalit woman legislator of Telangana. She possessed a multifaceted personality and combined in herself the qualities of a noble person and a great humanist. She was a self-made person and achieved success by virtue of her sincerity, commitment, and hard work. Unlike the privileged upper caste or class, women politicians, she had no family and social background to rise in the career. It was her conviction, vision, and foresight which made her a popular leader. The fact that having been born in a disadvantageous and discriminated family, she won many laurels was a testimony of her uncompromising and rebellious nature throughout her life. It is pertinent to note that in her early life, she was influenced by the principles of righteousness and social justice. Her childhood and early life was influenced by the cosmopolitan and secular values ingrained in the Hyderabadi culture, and she was a true embodiment of Ganga Jamuna Tehzeb. She also imbibed the democratic spirit of the Dalit culture and learned to resist injustice and maintain her identity and self-respect. As many events of her late life indicated, she consciously opposed and fought against discrimination, intolerance, injustice, and authoritarianism. Hence, she was a rebel, in true sense of the term. I am delighted to introduce the book, Sada Lakshmi, The Political Rebel, written by Dr. Y.B. Satyanarayana of My Father Balayya fame. It is a comprehensive biographical account of the foremost Dalit politician and popular leader of Telangana. The author has provided a well-connected narrative of the life and achievements of Sada Lakshmi very dispassionately and objectively. As he was also a member of her family, the narrative is enriched by some of his insightful observations and comments. In this book, the family background, early life, education, and political career of Sada Lakshmi is described in chronological order and topic-wise, so that the reader is able to understand the evolution of her personality. She was brought up in an atmosphere of love and affection, freedom of choice, sensitivity and concern. And as a child, she grew up without any restrictions. As a girl child, Sada Lakshmi was the darling of the family and she was raised as a boy. And her father encouraged her to play games and sports played by boys and instilled in her courage and confidence. Like any other boy, she could excel in manly games like climbing trees, stick-wielding fight, karrasammo. The extracurricular activities gave her tremendous self-confidence, determination, resistance, and crossing borders in pursuit of her career have been integral to Sada Lakshmi's personality. Thus, in her entire life, she confronted the hurdles put up by the intolerant and authoritarian upper caste social forces and fought against them. She pursued her studies in prestigious institutions like Nizam College, Queen Mary's College, and abruptly ended her academic career in favor of politics. Her entry into the electoral politics in the 1950s was shaped by her exposure to the ideologies of Gandhi and Ambedkar. As a 15-year-old girl, she alone went in a horse buggy to listen to the speech of Ambedkar in the Secunderabad parade grounds and was highly influenced by the talk. She was also introduced to the Dalit politics and movements in Hyderabad led by Arige Ramaswamy, B.S. Venkat Rao, Puli Narasimhalu, Mudigonda Lakshmaya, etc. Though she was supported and encouraged by upper caste politicians, she maintained her individuality and self-respect throughout her political life. The Congress Party fielded her in the first general elections along with P.V. Narasimha Rao. Later, she was elected.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?